Hark, I hear the trumpet sound, the loyal joys and shouts go round, whilst the echoing hills and dales rebound, the Whigs are all surrounded. At Jove's dread thunder, James's frown, behold the foes of church and crown, the rebel giants tumbling down, to death and hell confounded. Argyle and Rumbold's loosing chants began to lead the solemn dance, and Monmouth's fate does next advance to fill the fatal chorus. The mounted heads begin to make a baffled hero's courage quake, and the good old cause a tottering shake, for James's sword's victorious. Come, ye great fanatic dons, welcome all my Tyburn sons, whilst the bending gibbet groans with loads of Whigs all round her, and imperial Tony's ghost, lord of all the Stygian coast, salutes the vast descending host, the mighty Whigland founder. No more that little crop-eared saint, Ferguson's top gospel cant, shall the spiring fop enchant, and make dull fools adore him. Great James, in spite of Scotch kirkloons, the feeble rumbled musketoons, and all the zealous taunting clowns, shall drive the world before him. Rampant zeal's forever tamed, the tech-light reformation shammed, the presbyter Turk and devil damned, and the long charm all ended. Quenched are now the infernal brands, while safe from impious rebel hands, great James's life and empire stands by angel guards defended. Then our fears and sorrows drowned, let the jocund bowls go round, with royal Caesar's health all crowned, and farewell all delusion, to the sanctified true blue, that hypocrite false pretending crew, to give the rebel devil his due, perdition and confusion.